Tribal representatives from across the state are gathered in Anchorage today, intently working on language for an accord or treaty between Alaska tribes to compel Congress to enact an Alaska Native Restoration Act. Edward Alexander is the second chief of the Gwichaje Gwich'in Tribal Government of Fort Yukon, representing 1,400 tribal members. Alexander lists off the accord's three main principles.
Making sure that all of the people born after 1971 are automatically enrolled to their village and regional corporations, making sure that tribes have land so that they can have jurisdiction and they can also have some say in how those lands are managed and so forth. And then, of course, something that's very important to all of rural Alaska are hunting and fishing rights.
The working group is called Tribes for Tribes, but Alexander says it's informal and is not trying to compete or replace Alaska Intertribal Council, AITC, or the Alaska Federation of Natives, AFN. Alexander says lower 48 tribes such as Menominee, Cherokee, and Choctaw were successful government and business entities until the Dawes Act broke up their reservations and land became allotments that got so fractionated it became impossible to develop. He says Alaska tribes don't have that particular problem.
We have a different problem. Our lands were put into these state chartered corporations, and some of those corporations are selling their lands. Some of those corporations are basically defunct, and then the lands are either gone or at risk, and then when people try to find out how much land has been sold, they can't get a straight answer from anybody.
Alexander says concern over ensuring the land would be there for future generations prompted a transfer of corporation land so the Fort Yukon Gwich'in tribe owns the land. He says they're unique in that regard, and they allow the corporation to have economic development rights, and they work together. But other Native corporations don't work as well with tribes, and the corporations hold title to the land. He says there's concern in the villages that some of the Native corporations are claiming to be tribal governments and demanding government-to-government consultation with the federal government.
That should concern all Alaskans, that a corporation can meet and have secret kind of backdoor negotiations with the federal government by claiming this tribal status that they don't legitimately have. It's kind of Orwellian in a way when you have a corporation, involving themselves in the governance of people.
Alexander says although critics say amending the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to enshrine the desired changes would be difficult, he says changes to ANCSA have happened frequently.
Out of all of those past 40 years of amendments to the ANCSA, probably all 40 of those years have been corporations changing ANCSA for their benefit. But now the tribes are looking at it and say, well, we need to work on a few things here, too.
The Tribes for Tribes group will agree on final language for the accord later today and then set about the task of getting as many of the 229 tribes in Alaska as they can to sign it.